Well, here's a little story about a woman that I knew. It's no allegory, I guarantee it's all quite true. So I expect you to believe me, though you won't believe your ears. Pay attention, listen up, though you may tremble with fear. You see, this woman that I spoke of had a quarrel with her lover. It seemed she had discovered he'd been sleeping with another. And it was on this very spot in June of 1987. They fought, and then he shot her, and she died and went to heaven. Or at least that's what the priest said as he read the funeral rites. But something strange was going on amongst the tombstones that night. Just when everybody thought her immortal soul was saved, we were all quite surprised to learn she had risen from the grave. She said, "Aloha, I'm back, I got some business to do. I'll be back in my casket before the night is through. But first I'll pay a visit to a certain prison cell. See my cheating husband and send him straight to hell." We're speechless as she left us to find the fiend she'd married, till someone said she's looking good for a girl who's just been buried. But you know, we ought to stop her. Should we call up the police? I said, "She's the living dead. They can do as they please." Besides, she was heading right to the station house herself, where her husband was awaiting trial in a holding cell. The sergeant was surprised to see a corpse walk through the door, but he said, "Sorry, ma'am, visiting hours are 2 to 4. She laughed and said, "I'm dead and I don't have all day. So if you'd kindly stand aside and show me the way." And the sergeant said, "Oh, okay then. Cell number 6. Besides, he thought, "I really don't get paid enough for this." He was sleeping on his cot when she came into the cell, and ever since the murder, he had not slept very well. When he opened up his eyes, at first he thought it was a dream, but she began to speak before he had a chance to scream. "Aloha, I'm back, I got some business to do. I'll be back in my casket before the night is through. But first I'll make you pay for your cheating and your lies. So honey, prepare to die." Some say it was a heart attack, some say it was a stroke, and some will say the whole thing was invented just as a joke. But I tell you, it's a fact, it all happened right here. When he saw his undead wife, he simply died of fear. "Aloha, I'm back, I got some business to do. I'll be back in my casket before the night is through. But first I'll pay a visit to a certain prison cell and see my cheating husband and send him straight to..."